Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to California, recall election of Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom let this occur largely out of indolence, laziness, and negligence. They hadn't collected enough signatures by the deadline, and they went in and asked for an extension. Newsom didn't even send a lawyer to court to oppose it. Figured it'd never happen anyway. All he had to do was send a first-year lawyer, somebody that just stumbled out of law school. Get up, and the argument is, look, there's a statute, there's a law that says it has to be by this date. It's not by this date. Too bad, so sad. Try again 2 years from now. He didn't do that. The other thing was, remember, apparently there is a fancy restaurant out in his neck of the woods called the French Laundry. I mean, are you going to go to a restaurant named the Laundry? I mean, seriously. I mean, for the love of, all right, yeah, Luke's shaking his head. Luke, have you been to the French Laundry?
No, but it's like one of the best restaurants in the country, if not the
world.
That's
what they say. Yeah. But you know something? A laundry? Hey, Luke. Look, this is a classy operation, okay? Look, this is Devil Radio. We don't go to a laundry to eat. I mean, it's simple as that.
I would go. I like watching food competitions and cooking competitions and stuff is a real that's one of the shows kind of genres that I like to watch. And so a lot of the chefs that I follow pretty closely either got their start at the French Laundry or went and worked there for a little bit of time. So I know the restaurant. I hear it's great. It's got a great reputation, but yeah, he probably shouldn't have went there during the pandemic. That was pretty bad of Newsom.
They also shouldn't call it a laundry. If it's that good a restaurant, call it something else. The French Mystique. I mean, for the love of Pete, let's have a little imagination. I don't want to go to a laundry. Anyway, okay, it's a good restaurant. So the mistake he made is pandemic, closing down places, saying, you know, don't go anywhere. And he goes to celebrate the birthday at a birthday party, small group of people at this fancy restaurant called the French Laundry. And, you know, he looks hypocritical. It's a stupid thing to do. A very stupid thing to do. Get takeout. Have the French Laundry deliver it to his house. Invite a few people over if he likes the food that much. I personally like Italian food. There's a place called North Beach in San Francisco, and there's a restaurant called North Beach. Best pasta I've ever had in my life. It's excellent, excellent. Why didn't he get takeout from North Beach? Seriously, it was a major issue. You laugh. I'm not laughing. A lot of people signed that thing at a momentary outrage at the hypocrisy. So he made two mistakes. If those are the only two mistakes, he's a giant. I mean, take a look at mistakes other people have made. So what happens is, everybody and his uncle jumps in the race. Every lowlife, every bottom feeder, every weirdo. Yeah, there's a porn star. There's, you know, a mayor of San Diego that nobody heard of, a businessman, this one and that one, and Caitlyn Jenner. But a month ago, 45% of the people in a poll said they didn't think there should be a recall, 45%. Now, a month later, it's 49%. It's ticked up. The movement out there is, this is ridiculous. 36% of the people said there should be a recall. If it were held today, 49% would say no recall, 36 yes, Newsom would stay in as governor. He also just announced, and this is hard to believe, this is not a typo, a $76 billion surplus. That's almost the budget of the state of Wisconsin for 2 years. This guy's running a $76 billion surplus. Give me a break. Hundreds of millions of that is going to be returned to taxpayers in rebates. The guy is fiscally sound. The guy fiscally knows what he's doing. Then, even more ominous for the Republicans is, if the voters voted to recall him, then they have to turn to a ballot. Who do they vote for? There'll be a ton of people on there. You know, the porn star, the businessman, the mayor of San Diego, Caitlyn Jenner. And so one of the poll questions was, assuming that there was a recall, whether you wanted it or not, do you vote for Gavin Newsom or Caitlyn Jenner? 6% of the people supported Jenner over Newsom. Six. With the others, I mean, this is amazing. The porn star, the businessman, the San Diego mayor, 20% supported them over Newsom. So he wins 80-20 over the rest of them and 94-6 over Caitlyn Jenner. This is obviously not going well for the Republicans. I mean, let's be blunt. California used to be, believe it or not, a Republican state. It went for Nixon over Kennedy in 1960. It was largely, and then Reagan, of course, from California, Reagan state. But things have changed. There's no way they are going to carry that against Gavin Newsom, not for going to a restaurant called the French Laundry. To me, his biggest sin was going to any restaurant named the Laundry. That is aesthetically displeasing. But Luke says it's good food and he follows it, so I will accept that. And then, of course, the other is laziness, negligence in not even sending a lawyer to court to oppose an extension of the statutory deadline for filing the recall petition. Give me a break. What's that all about? But those are very minor peccadilloes. He's running the state well, good guy, $76 billion surplus, hundreds of millions going right back in tax rebates, and it'll mean substantially the need for substantially less taxation in the future. He's doing well, wins 80-20 overall, but Caitlyn Jenner, and against Caitlyn Jenner, he wins 94-6 in the polls. Things can change, but basically when you see margins like that and you see movement like that in the elections coming up, the truth of the matter is that that's not going to be turned around. This is not a situation like Gray Davis and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Remember him? A long time ago? Gray Davis was the governor of California. And first of all, his first name is very unfortunate. Gray, you know, I mean, that's a kind of a tepid, anonymous sort of name. And his personality was that way. And he was an effective administrator, but he was very bland. And he's running against the Terminator. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's running against Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger was in a lot of movies, a lot of great movies. And Arnold Schwarzenegger was married to a member of the Kennedy family, so he didn't look like a right-wing nut. He was moderate. He would be a Democrat in a lot of states. And so he got in. He was an immigrant from Austria. A lot of people out there in California came from other countries. They liked that. So he beat Gray Davis. You don't have any of that here. You don't have any people who are immigrants who feel especially sympathetic to this dog's breakfast of candidates that the Republican Party has put up. They're not really torn to him. None of them are the Terminator. None of them appeared in movies. Not like he did. I don't know if any of them had cameo roles. I don't know if Caitlyn Jenner was ever in a movie. I don't know. But the point of the matter is not the way the Terminator was. And he just had an outsized glamorous image and turned out he wasn't a bad governor. So he got elected. So everybody's going, oh, well, Gavin Newsom is toast because the Terminator knocked off Gray Davis. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. And these poll results certainly show that. I think Gavin Newsom gets reelected. It's a very, very, very good thing. And getting back before the break to Liz Cheney, Kevin McCarthy that we were just talking about, what a lot of the Republicans are saying off the record is Kevin McCarthy is a weak leader. He shouldn't have let this bubble up this way. And these aren't necessarily moderates, but they're saying, why are we squeezing her out, giving them a campaign issue against us when all he had to do was basically smother us, let her say whatever she wants, and then she'll go away. He bungled it, so they're going to squeeze her out today, but it's going to cost him. When he runs for speaker, I predict that there will be people running against him, and he will not get it. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.